This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. There are fears Russian President Vladimir Putin's martial art clampdown could be felt inside Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a signal, the Russian leader's moves could have broad restrictions to people living in Russia. His decree states that the types of measures envisaged by martial law could be introduced there. Putin also ordered the establishment of a coordination committee to increase interactions between government agencies in dealing with the fighting in Ukraine that he continues to call a special military operation. Russian state media has reported Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying Putin's order doesn't anticipate the closure of Russia's borders. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine is restricting power use Thursday in response to Russian attacks that damaged part of the country's electrical infrastructure. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged people to conserve energy in an address late Wednesday. He said the government was working to create a mobile power supply point for critical infrastructure in cities and villages. Ukraine's power grid operator said supply restrictions would be in place from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m., and that as colder months approach, it may need to take such steps again in the future. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council met in private Wednesday at the request of the United States, Britain, and France to discuss the issue of Russia using Iranian-made drones in its war in Ukraine. Iran and Russia have both denied the use of drones, with Tehran saying it wants talks with Ukraine. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us on our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app, via remote. This is VOA News. U.S. regulators have cleared the COVID-19 vaccine made by Novavax. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The new booster option is for people 18 and older who can't get the Pfizer or Moderna boosters for medical or accessibility reasons, or who otherwise would not get a COVID-19 booster shot at all. The Food and Drug Administration says the Novavax shot is to be used only as a first booster at least 6 months after the primary shot. The Novavax vaccine is protein-based, unlike the other COVID-19 shots available in the U.S. About 48% of Americans who received their primary vaccinations have never received a booster. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Residents of the U.S. state of Florida, still dealing with the cleanup from Hurricane Ian, have one more thing to be on guard against: flesh-eating bacteria. We have more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Florida's Department of Health says there's been an increase in reports of flesh-eating bacteria this year. 65 cases and 11 deaths from Vibrio vulnificus infections, up from 34 cases and 10 deaths for all of last year. And it's been largely driven by a surge in Lee County, where Hurricane Ian came ashore last month. The health department reports 29 cases and 4 deaths there this year. However, the figures do not reflect how many of the cases were before or after Ian struck. Still, Lee County has warned people that the post-hurricane environment, including warm standing water, could pose a danger from the deadly bacteria. I'm Ben Thomas.
Elon Musk on Wednesday said he is excited about taking over Twitter, expressing enthusiasm, even though he spent months trying to break free of the $44 billion buyout contract. A U.S. judge early this month suspended litigation and the saga over Musk's proposed takeover of Twitter, giving the parties until October 28th to finalize the on-again, off-again mega deal. Twitter had filed a lawsuit to hold Musk to the terms of the deal he inked in April after the Tesla chief sent word he was terminating the contract. The first Native American woman in space says she's overwhelmed by the beauty and delicacy of Mother Nature. NASA astronaut Nicole Mann told reporters Wednesday she's also channeling positive energy as her 5-month mission gets underway at the International Space Station, something she learned from her mother. Mann says it's important to recognize that there are all types of people aboard the space station, highlighting our diversity. She rocketed into orbit aboard the SpaceX 2 weeks ago. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.